So what I want to do is read you a quote from one of those talks. I can't remember if this was the very first or perhaps the second of the tape lectures that I heard. So it was a talk called The Blueprint for a New World. So I was quite interested in this idea of the blueprint for a new world, and there I was, and I sat and I listened to this. So this is a little quote from that talk. And Bhante Sangharakshita's talking about how there are two different views, kind of polarised views, in how to change, around how to change, he says. The first view, that we must change the system, is generally regarded as the secular view, not to say the materialistic view. And the second, that we must change ourselves, is generally regarded as the spiritual view. Personally, I cannot agree with either view completely. In fact, they are not really mutually exclusive. Spiritual movements, especially those of Eastern origin, those who trace their wisdom from the wisdom of the East, trace their descent from the wisdom of the East, are generally expected to adopt the second view, that is, the spiritual view. The view that we must change ourselves, improve ourselves, and then everything will be all right. The world almost automatically will be a better and a happier place. But the FWBO does not share this view. In the FWBO, we certainly are concerned with the development of the individual. We regard this as absolutely crucial, fundamental, even where the question of transforming the world into a spiritual community is concerned. But at the same time, we do recognise that external conditions can and do help or hinder. So this was my first introduction to the thought of Sangharakshita, and I was completely knocked out by it, actually, because what he seemed to be saying and what he said in the other talks in the same series and the discussions with the order members that happened was that if we changed ourselves, we could also work on the world, and if we worked on the world, we could work in ourselves. There was something about this dichotomy just wasn't so relevant as I think I had previously thought it to be. Having spent a long time trying to change the system and realising, apologies to those that have heard me say this before, but realising I couldn't even change my library books in time, let alone change the system, that I realised that I had some work to do in my own kind of personal practice. But I never felt like I wanted to give up the idea of changing the world. So something about just hearing, it was also very funny because those of you that have heard Sangharakshita, his voice can be a little somniferous. And yet what he was saying I felt was completely waking me up. So it was a very strange kind of combination and very empowering in a way for me, because I could feel myself kind of listening to this English slow, whereas I was used to kind of, you know, a rather more aggressive approach to my discussions. And yet at the same time what he was actually saying was having this quite electrifying effect on me. So it was very powerful. And the discussions with the order members, I look back and I do feel a bit for them because I'd come from a very particular background, had a very particular way of asking questions, which I think some of them found a little threatening at times. Anyway, fortunately they stuck with me and I stuck with them, and here I am.